The U.S. has a shortage of a specific form of penicillin. The drug manufacturer Pfizer warned customers about it last week. WHYY's Alan Yu reports on how it could impact our region and what clinics are doing about it.
Around 2 weeks ago, Nemours Children's Hospital in Florida was close to running out of an injectable form of penicillin. Nemours also runs a children's hospital in Delaware and has clinics in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Angela Folger is the director of pharmacy at the hospital in Florida.
We are all low on supply, but we had gotten down to about 2 doses.
That is just enough for 2 patients. The children's hospital uses this antibiotic to treat, among other things, a particular type of strep infection that, if untreated, could lead to heart disease down the road. Folger says with 2 doses left, Pfizer was able to send them more. Nemours is closely tracking how much of the antibiotic they are using and recommending doctors look for safe alternatives for their patients if possible. Folger says the Nemours locations in the Delaware Valley have similar issues as well. Pfizer says the current shortage is because of more patients needing the antibiotic. In adults, it is a treatment for syphilis. In the U.S., reported cases of syphilis have surged in the past few years and continues to rise. Alan Yu, WHYY News.